Eddie DeBartolo joins us on Sports Byline, the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers. He's also one of the 15 finalists nominated to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And under his ownership, the 49ers won 11 division championships, 5 NFC championships, and a perfect record in their 5 Super Bowl appearances. And from the early 1980s through the 1990s, Eddie presided over a team that had the winningest decade in football history. And then in 2008, his nephew Jed York became the CEO and president of the 49ers. And Eddie, how long did it take you to kind of grasp and get comfortable with the fact that you weren't the owner of the 49ers any longer?
Well, you know, it took a while. But, you know, things, as we just discussed before we went on the air, as you get a little bit older, I think things, kind of sink in. It was my life for a long time. It was an integral part of my life. It was a passionate part of my life, and it did. It was tough, but things pass. You get things to replace them. You spend more time with your wife. You spend more time with your children and your grandchildren, and that certainly makes up for it.
Eddie, when I took a look at the NFC Championship game and the presentation afterwards, I saw the tears in your eyes and also others around you. And I'm just wondering how emotional that was for you. And then later on, when you had a chance to kind of reflect, and you probably thought about the first time you received the trophy with an NFC Championship and you were going off to the Super Bowl. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about that day, that game, and afterwards.
I will. First of all, I'm getting so old, they didn't have that trophy then. I don't think they, obviously Mr. Halas was still alive, and I guess they gave the trophy, but I don't recall getting it. But, it was emotional. It was very, very emotional. It was one of the longest days of my life. I mean, I went down, and I had my grandson with me and some friends and family, and I was on the field probably, a little bit more than 2 hours before the game. I saw, scores of players, older players that played for us, which was, just fantastic. And I had a chance to meet a lot of the new players who I don't know or didn't know, and who had come up to me. And it was a very emotional time. I even had a chance, and I know, what coaches are like before games. I should know because Bill was Bill was an unusual man, and so was George, and the coaches that coached for us. But I did spend some time with Coach Harbaugh, and after the game, it was such a dramatic game, being down 17-0, and then being in the locker room. It brought back a lot of memories. As they say, they flash through your mind, and it was a very emotional. I thought about my parents. I thought about the strides that Jed had made and the organization that was put together, and it brought back a lot of memories.
Knowing you as long as I have and also following what has happened with the 49ers recently, it's still in the DeBartolo family with your sister, who is now married to John York, but do you find it as strange as I find it that you were in your early 30s, you took over a team that struggled badly, 2-14 seasons, and then Jed takes over, he is in his late 20s, and they struggle badly in the first couple of years as well. You get a savior out of Stanford by the name of Bill Walsh. He gets a savior out of Stanford by the name of Jim Harbaugh. I mean, that's deja vu to the extreme, Ed.
Oh, it is. Honestly, it's almost like it was scripted, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like a movie.
Yeah.
There's a obviously, you were very, very instrumental in me meeting and hiring Bill. When Jed was courting Jim Harbaugh, I spoke to him a number of times. I spoke to the coach once or twice. I did not know that much about him. I did follow his career at Stanford, and obviously I followed his career in Chicago because we played against them. it's amazing the similarities, but it's also amazing that they're so much different. I mean, Bill Walsh, as you know extremely well, was a brilliant intellectual, a great human being, but he kept a lot inside him. His emotions were interior. Jim Harbaugh, to me, wears his emotions on his sleeve. I mean, he is he's a bombastic coach and a great one. And he stands up for his players. His players love him, and I think he obviously loves his players. But it's amazing the similarities, yet the differences.
The thing that I think is a similarity more than anything else about the two, and feel free to correct me, Ed, if you think I'm wrong about this, but they're able to recognize good people, albeit either the players or the coaches. I mean, one of the strengths I thought of Bill Walsh was he was the artiste, but he had people around him that were able to implement it with the assistant coaches, and he was able to evaluate talent so well. And I really believe Jim Harbaugh is the same way. I mean, if you look at his offensive and defensive coordinators and others, and then he makes the midseason change, of course, going with Colin Kaepernick and everything, that was a gutsy thing to do. And you can even go back to when you had the 49er team and Bill having to deal with a young Joe Montana. I see a lot of similarities that way. Do you think that's the case?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, they're similar in a lot of ways. I mean, he wasn't afraid to make that move. He knew it was going to be controversial. I really and truly don't think that it became nearly as controversial as I thought it would be. But you know, he obviously saw something in Kaepernick, like we've all seen, the similarities are just truly unbelievable. The players, the front office, the coaching staff. He got the best coaching staff that he probably could put together, and I know obviously a lot of them. I mean, Tommy Rathman's there. I know his linebackers coach because he coached at the University of South Florida, and he's a great coach, Jim Leavitt. The front office, much different than us. We had a very our front office was not nearly as big as they have now, and I can see why theirs is. I mean, they're building a new stadium. Football is so much different. It's a mega billion-dollar operation now. But my God, when we won, it was Bill Walsh, John McVay, Carmen, who came in a little bit later, and myself. I mean, we had a really thin front office.
Let me ask you a little bit about Jed. First of all, he was on with me a week ago, and one of the things that he said, I learned from my uncle, and he was referring to you. He said that you do things in a classy way. You do them as humanly as you possibly can, and you do it the right way. You pass that on to him. Let me go back to when you knew him as a child, because he'd always been kind of around. Tell me a little bit about what he was like as a kid and what you saw in him that has led him to where he is today.
Well, obviously, being his uncle and also being his godfather, I spent a lot of time with him, I watched him grow up. What you try and do, and Jed has learned well. This started, decades and decades ago with my dad with our corporation in Ohio. I mean, we had almost 700 people in the office in Ohio, but he knew every one of them. I knew every one of them after a period of time, and we treated everybody like they were part of the family, everyone. I tried to do that over my span of ownership of the team in many ways, and I think that Jed has watched that and picked up on that. Now, there's one thing you can't do, and Ron, you know this better than anybody. People say, well, this owner did this, and this owner's trying to do that. You can't, these players, whether it was 1981 or whether it's 2013, you can't just do it because somebody else did it. And they're too smart. You can't. I don't know if I'm putting it in the right words. You can't be a phony and say, God, you know, I love all my players, and I'm going to heap this on all my players. You have to really care from your heart, and they know that. And I think the Jets learned that, and I think that his players feel that. I know my players did, because they still feel it to this day.
Hold on just a second, Eddie. Let me take a quick break here. We'll come back. Eddie DeBartolo is with us. He won 5 Super Bowls as the owner of the San Francisco 49ers. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.